Siam Aknamazi is an Iranian-American who has been imprisoned in Iran for more than 7 years. He was arrested in 2015 during a trip to Iran. The following year, his father, Bakr, was also imprisoned while trying to visit his son. Bakr was released on medical grounds. In October, he was allowed to leave Iran. But Siam Ak remains behind bars. Jared Genser is the Namazi family's lawyer. He's released a letter that Siam Ak wrote to President Biden saying he was beginning a 7-day hunger strike.
I think he's desperate, despondent, heartbroken, and also angry, kind of all at the same time. He has been given a series of promises over many years by multiple U.S. administrations, President Obama, President Trump, President Biden, that his case was a top priority and that they would get it resolved and they would be able to bring him home. And it just simply hasn't happened. And so he has gone on this 7-day hunger strike to mark 7 years since he was left behind. And he's written a letter to President Biden that was delivered to the office of the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, for the president, where he says he wants President Biden to spend 1 minute a day. And that's all the time he's asking for, 1 minute a day over the next 7 days, simply just thinking about him and the plight of other American hostages and working on trying to finally bring them home.
Do you have hope that anything will change? As you said, he's been, I think in your words, left behind by now the three administrations.
We know that there are discussions underway between the U.S. and Iran to try to resolve the current set of hostage cases. You know, at the end of the day, we can't forget who's responsible for his detention. It's obviously, you know, the Iranian regime and not any U.S. government administration. But when you see things like Brittany Griner brought home, but the American Paul Whelan left behind, as you might imagine for Siam Ak, that really triggered a whole range of further fears that he might be left behind again.
And obviously you're referring to the basketball player, Brittany Griner, who was imprisoned in Russia for months. And the Biden administration did negotiate her release, but a much longer term American who'd been in prison there didn't get to come home to his family. I did want to ask what it's been like for Siam Ak in prison. You said it's been very difficult.
What I would say is that the first 2 years were literally like hell on earth. He was in the intelligence wing of the prison and was, you know, in solitary confinement, was subjected to daily interrogations, was repeatedly beaten and tased, was psychologically tortured on top of physical torture. He was told that his father had died of a heart attack, and it took a week until they told him that, sorry, just kidding, he didn't really die. You know, he was also, you know, in a room, a teeny room with a concrete floor and no bedding of any kind, not even a pillow, and this was 2 years of his time there. Once he was ultimately convicted and given a bogus conviction for collaborating with an enemy state referring to the United States and given a 10-year prison term, he was moved into the general ward of Evin Prison, where the conditions are better, but still not great. You know, he shares a cell with multiple people. They have the ability to watch Iranian television, to get access to Iranian newspapers, and to be with other prisoners as well. So it's less terrible than the first 2 years, which were extraordinarily horrific. But nonetheless, he's seeing his life waste away 1 year at a time.
What does a 7-day hunger strike look like for your client?
This is the first time he's done this in the 7.5 years that he has been imprisoned. And he just felt that now was the right time to do it, with repeated promises by the Biden administration that they would find a way to negotiate his freedom, and all of them having come to naught. As you can imagine, he just feels like people just keep telling him what he wants to hear, but take no action.
And this is timed to the anniversary of the Iran deal?
Monday was the 7-year anniversary of the Iranian nuclear deal.
If President Biden were listening to this broadcast right now, what would be the one thing you would say to him?
The one thing that I would say to President Biden is you need to put aside any political considerations and the blowback of cutting a deal, which undoubtedly will result in criticism from many directions. And you have to do what's right. And you have to look to your own moral compass and understand the responsibility that you, as the former vice president under President Obama, has for having left Siam Ak behind 7 years ago, having promised his family he'd be home within weeks, and where we are today. And so I would ask President Biden to make the tough call and to do what's necessary to bring Siam Ak and Mazi and the other American hostages home.
And I'm just curious what you think Biden can or will give up for your client.
I think the bottom line is that he needs to do what's necessary to bring Siam Ak and the other American hostages home. And the administration would know much better than me what the options would be to do that. Nonetheless, I think prior deals suggest various potential ways forward. There are a range of possibilities that could be there, which would include prisoner swap or an unfreezing of some amount of Iranian funds and putting it into a humanitarian channel that could only be used strictly for humanitarian goods. These are the kinds of things that have been done in the past and clearly would be an option now. I mean, at the end of the day, Iran wants to be paid for these hostages. I mean, they have a policy of taking foreigners as hostages as a key part of their own foreign policy. And it's a tough time to be making a deal with Iran on anything, obviously. But at the end of the day, President Biden's responsibility is to help American citizens in harm's way abroad when they've done nothing wrong.
That was Jared Guenser, a lawyer working with imprisoned Iranian-American Siamak Namazi and his family. The State Department is aware of the letter and the hunger strike. In a statement, spokesperson Ned Price tells NPR that officials are working, quote, ceaselessly to bring Namazi home and other wrongfully detained U.S. citizens as well.